Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, December the 17th. We will talk with the author of a piece in yesterday's New York Times Magazine about Mike Huckabee. And we will wonder what it is about Huckabee that has led to his rise, his surge even, in the polls for the Republican presidential nomination. He has captured the number one spot in Iowa away from Mitt Romney and is number two in some national polls. Did you see this coming? Did anyone? What is the appeal of Mike Huckabee? And will this love affair continue? Does Mike Huckabee appeal to you? What questions do you have about the former Arkansas governor? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Our guest is Zev Chaffetz, a contributing writer to the New York Times Magazine. His article, The Huckabee Factor, was the cover story in yesterday's issue of the magazine. Good morning.
Good morning.
And your piece got considerable attention before it was published because it was your interview with Huckabee that resulted in that question from Huckabee whether Mormons believe Jesus and the devil were brothers.
Right.
Yeah. How did that comment come about?
Well, we were together, Huckabee and I, in Iowa. It was 5:30 in the morning. We were driving up to a very early campaign date that he had. And we were, I was conducting an interview with him, which we had planned for, you know, it had been planned before. And I asked him, Mitt Romney was on the verge of giving the speech that he then gave about what Mormonism meant to him. I mean, people were discussing that issue. And I said to Huckabee, do you consider Mormonism to be a religion or a cult? One of the reasons I asked him is because he's, as he has pointed out before, a guy who has a degree in theology, and he's a Baptist minister, so I assumed he had some, and he was campaigning under the banner of Christian Leader in his advertisement, so I asked him the question, and Huckabee said, well, you know, he thought that it was probably a religion, but, you know, he didn't know much about it. And I was getting ready to write that answer, which was the answer I expected, you know, just sort of a piece of political boilerplate. And suddenly he said to me, don't Mormons believe that Jesus and the devil are brothers?
And your jaw dropped?
Pardon me? Well, my pen worked, and I wrote it down, and that was that. I mean, that was his question.
Yeah. Well, given his credentials, was it surprising at all to you that Huckabee would say that I really don't know much about it?
No. You know, I think that his public stance has been that he doesn't want to get into it. And so I wasn't particularly surprised that he had said, you know, I don't know if he does know much about it. I think that, generally speaking, you know, people who go to spend time, you know, in Southern Baptist seminaries, as he did, he spent a year, or in the pastorate, you know, do have at least a general impression of Mormonism. But I could be, you know, wrong in this case. I don't have any evidence that he ever, you know, was active on this question before I raised it with him.
Yeah, he has since apologized, has he not, for making that, for pondering that?
So I understand. Mm-hmm. He apologized, I've heard, to Mitt Romney.
Yeah. So is this religious background of Huckabee, this evangelical appeal, one of the factors for his surging in the polls?
Well, I'm sure it's one of the factors. You know, experts on Iowa, on the Iowa caucus, I'm not one of them, but I spoke to several, think that you know, between 25% and 50% of the people who vote in the caucuses are evangelical Christians in some sense, and can be, you know, moved by a feeling of either agreement or solidarity with the Christian social conservative in the race. And the history of the Iowa caucus has been that the social conservative Christian candidate has gotten around 25% of the vote, between 25% and 30%. candidate slash candidates, because sometimes there are two. So if he gets around 25 or 30%, I don't think that's very surprising, especially considering the field that he's running against out there, which includes a lapsed Catholic with three wives, a Mormon, and, mm-hmm. and a Hollywood actor. So, you know, that's not off the charts, but obviously his appeal extends beyond the evangelical community, and it goes to other people as well. I was in a town called Pella, which was founded, I think, 160 years ago by Dutch immigrants to the United States, and the people there, I sat with a group of retired people. I call them the Pella Parliament. Mm-hmm. They have coffee together every morning, and, you know, the vast majority of them are Dutch Reformed Christians. They're not Southern Baptists. And when I asked who they were voting for, the answer was Huckabee 8-1. And when I asked why, one of the men there said, he seems like the kind of guy that would fit in well in a community like this.
Mm. We are talking about GOP presidential candidate Mike Huckabee with the author of the cover story about Huckabee in yesterday's New York Times Magazine. Zev Chaffetz is a contributing writer to the magazine and wrote The Huckabee Factor. He'll answer your questions, respond to your views about the front runner right now in Iowa on the GOP side, about why Huckabee is catching on with voters in Iowa and nationally. 1-800-642-1234. What do you make of all of this? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or talk at WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's now 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, December the 17th. Coming up this afternoon, it's At Issue with Ben Marins. After 5, Ben and his guest will take a look at the green building movement, how it affects homes, schools, and businesses. Green building after 5 this afternoon. We are talking this hour about the Huckabee Factor. That's the name of a piece in yesterday's New York Times Magazine, the cover story. We are talking with the author of that piece and welcoming your thoughts and questions about Mike Huckabee for him. Why is Mike Huckabee the front runner in Iowa and surging in the polls? What's his appeal? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Does he appeal to you? Tim in Elkhorn is our first caller. Hi, Tim. You're on the air.
Hi. I think what appeals about Huckabee is very similar as to what appeals to a lot of people about Barack Obama. They just have a certain, the media calls it Q factor, like ability, believability. It's something that can't be taught, and they both gentlemen seem to have that. In Huckabee's case, especially his competitors, you've got, you know, as people mockingly call it, you know, a guy from New York who, you know, has a certain edge to him, and Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romney, who just looks a little too slick and buttoned up. And so, you know, you put it together, and from the Republican side, he seems to have a little more everyday man appeal, plus his experience, and he. You know, he does a good job, relatively speaking, of stating his position. And if you happen to be a, you know, a moderate to a conservative, I'd say even a moderate, some of his positions, you know, appeal to people.
Yeah, Zev, do you buy that?
Yeah, I think that's very well stated. I think that's very true.
Talk about his everyday man appeal.
Well, he.
What you witnessed.
He has a very easy manner about him. He doesn't, you know, he's very easy to talk to. And it's something that I assume that he's cultivated over his life, and it also is a natural thing. He genuinely is from a small town. He spent almost all of his life in Arkansas, except for 4 years, which he spent in Texas. You know, he's a product of small-town America, and he identifies with it, and, you know, he certainly sees himself as the common man. I was interested. I asked him, you know, he's a very good communicator and a professional communicator. He started out on the radio when he was 14 years old, as a announcer and a disc jockey, and every congregation that he pastored, he started a television station, you know, along the lines of the Pat Robertson mm-hmm. station, and he was the host. So he has thousands or tens of thousands of hours behind microphones. And I asked him who his communications models were, and he mentioned three. One was the televangelist that he worked for in Texas. One was Ronald Reagan, and the third was Paul Harvey. And I don't think you get any more, you know, mm-hmm. sort of folksy and middle American and you know, just plain folks than Paul Harvey is.
Yeah. And you wrote some, too, about one thing we all have heard about Mike Huckabee, even as he started his run, is this tremendous weight loss that he had.
Right. Mm. Well, I didn't see that happen. I only saw the after picture. But but he did lose, you know, a lot of weight, I think 110 pounds. And he is now he's running marathons, and his spokeswoman, whose name is Alice Stewart, is also his marathon trainer.
Yeah.
So he runs in the morning.
You what do you order at Olive Garden that when you went to interview him during lunch?
Well, I forget what I ordered, but he ordered soup and a salad, and he sort of poked at the croutons, but he didn't eat them.
Yeah. And why did you veto TGIF as his first choice?
Well, I have nothing against TGIF, but I was afraid that it would be too noisy in there.
Okay. Mickey in Stoughton is with us now. Hi, Mickey. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Thank you. And actually, you've just made some comments on things I was going to add to also. I went to a medical conference in August. It's actually Diabetes Educators where he spoke, and I had no idea he was going to be running as one of the candidates. And I thought he was such, and I'm no way a Republican, I thought he was such an entertaining speaker, intelligent, quick wit. And I thought, boy, if the Republicans, you know, were on top of it, he'd be one of the candidates. And actually, he has type 2 diabetes. And at that conference, he said he had lost 140 pounds. And it was really impressive what he would like to do with health care as far as at least the part on diabetes. And also, I lived in Salt Lake City for 25 years, and, you know, I had heard the comment he made about Jesus and the devil. I had heard that often living in Salt Lake City, and I wonder if that's actually true. Living in Salt Lake City for that long, it is very, very different to live among that particular religion. But is that comment that he made true, actually?
Do you know, Zev, if that's a common belief, that that's what some Mormons believe?
I know it's believed that that's what some Mormons mm-hmm. believe, and I know that it's a matter of controversy because I don't want to get into it because I'm not enough of a theologian. But mm-hmm. it's not only Huckabee's belief or only Huckabee's question. He didn't make that up out of, you know, mm-hmm. out of, pull it out of the air. Whether it's true or not, I have, you know, I'm not qualified to say.
Yeah, and I didn't mean Mickey to steal your thunder on his weight loss, but did you talk much with him about his views on health care and how his health I don't know shapes his policies?
You know, I really didn't. We covered the waterfront in the times that we talked together, and I sort of let him lead. It certainly in our first couple of meetings in terms of what he wanted to talk about. And it just wasn't a subject that he brought up. Maybe he's tired of talking about it. He wrote a book which sold very well called Stop Digging Your Grave with a Knife and Fork. And I think that people who are interested in his views on that subject could probably get a pretty good read, yeah. literally and figuratively, from there.
Yeah, Mickey brought up his quick wit. He indeed does have some good one-liners that we hear at debates and on the stump, don't we?
He's a funny guy, and you know, one of the journalists who covered him in Arkansas for many years told me that he puts a very high premium on the quip, that he would rather have a good quip and a bad answer than a good answer that's dull, and. Certainly with me, he was, you know, he was funny and he was quick and fast. Some of his humor tends, you know, a little bit to what I would think of as vulgar. I mean, there's a lot of sort of bathroom humor.
Seriously?
Yeah. He doesn't curse at all. That's, in fact, when he became governor, he made it a rule that there was no cursing in the governor's office. But he winds up, you know, calling people constipated or, you know, referring to the something as unpleasant as a colonoscopy. You know, he has a lot of that, and he can be very his humor can be very biting. For example, he has a line on his stump speeches where he says that the five words that no Arkansas politician ever wants to hear. The defendant will now rise. And, you know, it sounds self-deprecating until you realize that Huckabee isn't the guy who got into legal trouble down there. It was his two predecessors, Jim Guy Tucker and Bill Clinton. You know, so sometimes you have to think about his jokes a little bit longer to see that they're not quite as innocuous as you thought they were.
Yeah. He did... he's able to use that humor sometimes to not answer questions. You pointed out in one part of your piece where, for example, what would Jesus do about the death penalty? The question posed at the YouTube debate.
Right.
And, you know, he did mention in his answer that he did apply the death penalty a lot when he was Arkansas governor. And didn't actually answer that question, and then just made the remark that Jesus would not be, or Jesus was too smart to run for public office.
Yes, that's right. Well, you know, he's been a pastor. He was a pastor for many years, and then he was the governor, lieutenant governor, and governor of a state, which is, you know, has a large religious component to it, but it's a secular office in a secular state. And he's become very good at, over the years, very practiced at sort of disarming critics who think that he's a religious fanatic or something like that. He has all sorts of clever and not, you know, not spontaneous, but already thought out and well-used answers to the questions that people put to him to sort of test him as far as his readiness to function in a secular society.
Yeah. Well, we're going to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio and then return, and I want to talk to you some about when you talk to him about foreign policy, and also there's a current issue in the news where Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee are sparring over foreign policy and some comments that Mike Huckabee made about George Bush's foreign policy. So that's coming up after we check the news. And we will welcome your thoughts and questions about why Mike Huckabee is rising, surging in the polls. Why is he the front runner in Iowa now? Our guest is Zev Chaffetz, contributing writer to the New York Times Magazine. His article, The Huckabee Factor, was the cover story for the December 16th issue of the Mattis magazine, yesterday's issue. 1-800-642-1234, our toll-free number if you'd like to join in. In Madison, 263-1890, or talk at WPR.org.
I do have to, though, press, though, the question, which the question was from the viewer was, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus support the death penalty?
Jesus was too smart to ever run for public office, Anderson. That's what Jesus would do.
Well, that was presidential candidate Mike Huckabee responding to a question about what would Jesus do about the death penalty in the CNN YouTube debate last month. Mike Huckabee, his quick wit is often credited for his appeal right now. He is surging ahead in the polls, and we are talking about that rise in the polls, the appeal of Mike Huckabee, and welcoming your thoughts and questions for our guest. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk at WPR.org. Our guest is the author of a piece on Huckabee in yesterday's New York Times Magazine. The piece got a lot of attention before publication because it's where Huckabee, who holds a degree in theology, admitted to knowing very little about the Mormon religion, but then wondered to the reporter, our guest, whether Mormons believe in Jesus or whether Mormons believe Jesus and the devil are brothers. Huckabee has since apologized for that remark. Zev Chaffetz is a contributing writer to the New York Times Magazine. His article, The Huckabee Factor, was the cover story for yesterday's issue. And our next caller for him is Pete in Holman. Hi, Pete. You're on the air.
Good morning. I'd like to ask your guest if he knows anything about published reports that Mike Huckabee has a petulant, almost bully boy side to him. I guess reminiscent of the president that we now have, who ran on a nice guy platform and turned out to be well, what we've seen in the last 7 years.
Does Huckabee have a bully boy attitude? Zev, are you there?
Oh, maybe we lost our connection with our guest. So we will ask Leo Duran to try to reestablish contact with him. Not sure if he inadvertently hung up during the news, but we will reestablish contact with Zev Chaffetz and then take more questions from you. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or talk at WPR.org. And as we try to reestablish contact, let me remind you that it is our state capitol report coming up after 7. We will check in on the latest in Wisconsin politics, find out what our state lawmakers did during the last floor session of the year, which was held last Tuesday. Some items are on their way to the governor's desk. One item is on its way to the April ballot for us to vote on. So we'll talk about the latest from our state legislature in our state capitol report coming up after 7 o'clock. And then I think a really interesting hour after 8 o'clock, we're going to talk with the author of Pause and Effect about the healing power of dogs. We all know that dogs are our best friends, and that they can cheer us up, and that they can guard our homes, and that they have all sorts of wonderful to be around, but do you believe that dogs can help save our lives? Well, this is unfortunate. We just learned that our guest had an accident, fell down on the ice, and he has to take his son to the hospital. Oh my goodness! Well, I certainly hope his son's going to be all right. So, I guess we're going to just have to, since we have callers online. We'll talk with you about maybe whether Mike Huckabee appeals to you, whether or not you're changing your mind during this presidential race because of you're learning more and more about certain candidates like Mike Huckabee. Maybe we'll turn this into a pseudo straw poll on the presidential race since we have lost the ability to talk with our guest. We wish him and his son well. So let's let you talk about what you want to talk about with the presidential race. Who do you like right now? Do you like Mike Huckabee? Do you have questions or concerns in your mind about Mike Huckabee? Or is there another candidate that that has your vote as it stands? We just heard from Pete in Holman, who heard stories that Mike Huckabee has a darker side. I can't get our guest to confirm that or not. Let's go to Bob in Racine. Bob, what did you want to say about Mike Huckabee? Hello, Bob. Did you give up on us? Well, I'm sorry to hear that. We have to have you stay online. Ben in Neillsville. Hi, Ben. What do you think?
I think that Mike Huckabee would be a great candidate. I do like his conservative views. I'm a little bit scared on his illegal immigration, though. He'd like to teach and get some of the illegal children in schools, is what I've heard. And some of them have already learned too much on the side of fundamentalist Muslim or extremist Muslim, I'll say it that way, or they have learned too much. They hate America, and then all of a sudden they start learning from America. So hopefully he'll be very careful with that. I don't know if that'll ever be passed in Congress anyways, but I think hopefully he'll be careful with that, because right now I'm casting my vote for him unless I study someone else and he looks better.
Thank you very much, Ben, for bringing that issue up. We appreciate it. By the way, the issue I was going to bring up with our guest, but he had to leave us, as you heard, was something in the news this morning. Mitt Romney is continuing his sharp criticism of his Republican rival, Mike Huckabee. Romney says Huckabee is running from the wrong party because Huckabee criticized President Bush's foreign policy as having an arrogant bunker mentality. So Huckabee says that President Bush has an arrogant bunker mentality when it comes to his foreign policy. Mitt Romney is defending President Bush, and when he saw that quote from Huckabee, he said he thought it was from a Democrat. So what do we think about that? Randy in Fort Atkinson is with us. Hi, Randy.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment on you had stated that Huckabee has a degree in theology. That is actually incorrect. I read on WorldNetDaily.com yesterday that his campaign has admitted he does not hold a degree in theology, that he only attended seminary for 1 year and then dropped out. But my statement is that I've heard many people, conservative people, say that Huckabee would turn out to be President Bush on steroids if he ever becomes president.
Yeah, why do you think that is?
Like Phyllis Schlafly, she's a leader of the conservative movement. She said that he is basically, he's pro-life and he claims to be conservative, but he's liberal and everything else. I don't know. I just think that he would turn out to be the wrong man to be put in office. I think that the only true conservative running as a Republican is Ron Paul. He stands for freedom. He stands for the Constitution. He would be the only man to lead this country back to where it needs to be.
Thank you very much, Randy. Steve in Galena, Illinois. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I would have some issues with Huckabee or Mitt Romney. Or I find that people who are so heavenly minded are usually not very earthly good. I would like to see someone who can represent all of the people and not by their own moral judgments, but by the law, by what's right and what's wrong. And personally, I would like to see Barack Obama elected president. I think we would go a long way.
And that is because of why?
Because we need a definite change of direction. The idiot in the White House now, he's bankrupting our country, and we definitely need a change of direction. We don't need another 4 years of the Republican Party.
Thank you very much, Steve, for the call. All right, we're going to check weather, and then we'll just turn this into a mini straw poll. If the presidential election, the primary, were to be held today here in Wisconsin, who would get your vote and why? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. We just heard from a caller who's favoring Mike Huckabee, the original focus of this hour. We heard from a caller who was favoring Ron Paul. And we just heard from a caller who says he likes Barack Obama. What about you? Who do you like who's running for president and why? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We had intended on finishing off the hour with the author of a piece in yesterday's New York Times Magazine about Mike Huckabee. If you want to read it, it's the New York Times Magazine, yesterday's edition, The Huckabee Factor. He was with us for the first half hour of the program, but unfortunately had to leave us to take his son to the hospital because his son fell down on the ice. We hope that he will be okay. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 12 minutes before 7 o'clock. Coming up after 7, it's our State Capitol Report. We'll get the lowdown on the latest from the State Capitol after 7. Right now, we are holding an impromptu straw poll for president. If the presidential primary were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Last week, the Badger poll came out showing, of all things, Fred Thompson, the front runner in Wisconsin. Let's see if that's the case during these next 12 minutes or so. Brian in Sauk County is with us now. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Bill Richardson is my pick.
How
combination
come?
Of experience. I like his stance on the war. He is the only pro-gun Democrat to come along in years. I like the guy a lot.
Thank you very much. So there was our first vote for Richardson. And next we go to Sarah in Milwaukee. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
If the primary was held today, I would vote for Barack Obama because I think that we need a fresh perspective. I'm a young voter. I like the idea of having a young, fresh perspective and someone who would put public education and health care back in the federal budget.
All right. Thank you very much, Sarah. Appreciate that. I'm going to put that down as our second vote for Barack Obama since we had a caller just before weather with that. And we go now to Doris in Shawano County. Hi, Doris. You're on the air.
Hi. I would vote for John McCain. I haven't heard anything bad about him. And the only fault he has is he is not a millionaire. He doesn't get attention because he hasn't got a great big fund. I believe that he has the knowledge, best of any of them, to end our war in Iraq the right way. And he holds my views on immigration. He does not want to give everything to them.
Thank you very much, Doris, for your straw poll vote for John McCain. By the way, the news from the weekend is that the Des Moines Register, an important paper for Iowa, and one that just came out with its endorsements this weekend. On the Republican side, the Des Moines Register endorsed John McCain and Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side. Ruth in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
You know, I don't fear people who blindly follow religious leaders, although in the interest of full disclosure, about a year ago I was baptized Mormon to my great joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Mitt Romney described as a panderer in an empty suit, and I think it may have been on your show, too. But I almost cheered. I mean, it was like, yeah, yes. Far more than people who follow religious leaders, I fear the people who blindly follow the party leaders, because those people aren't even patriotic. You know, and I'll tell you that. So I look so much at so many of the candidates who just parrot the party point of view. And
yeah. So who would get your vote, Ruth?
Well, I think John Edwards is as close as I can get right now from what I've seen.
Thank you very much for your vote. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Holding an impromptu mini presidential straw poll to finish out our hour, this first hour of the morning. Doug in Laval. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy.
And morning.
Thanks for the program. Mm-hmm. Enjoying it very much. With respect to everyone else's opinion this morning, I haven't heard anybody supporting Dennis Kucinich, and I think that we, and myself, he would definitely get my vote.
How come?
Well, I'll tell you, he's an independent thinker. I think he's a right thinker, and I think he's a constitutional man, and he has a good record from his experience as a congressman in Ohio.
Thank you very much for participating and casting your vote for Dennis Kucinich during our straw poll. Pat in Brookfield. Hi, Pat.
Hi. Yeah, I'd vote for Hillary Clinton. And I think, although I don't agree with her on everything, I do like some of the other candidates' stance on war more. I think she's the best well-rounded candidate. But my biggest reason for voting for her is our government is so out of balance as far as representing women. You know, basically the men have had control for the last 200 years, and have made quite a mess, and I think it's time to give women a chance in our government. And right now our government, our Supreme Court is like 98% white male, or our Congress, I think, is 86% male, and our executive branch has always been 100%. And I think, you know, I think our population in the United States right now is 54% female, 46% male. And so the women are not being represented in our government. And I think we have to start with Hillary. I think she's very competent. Like I said, I don't agree with everything, but I have no doubt she's a hard worker, and she will bring this country out of the mess we're in. And I think women need to start voting for women.
Thank you very much, Pat. You just did during our straw poll. John in Appleton, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, well, to tie it back a little bit to Huckabee, one of the concerns that I had with him is, well, with all the issues that are coming up, whether it's global warming or whether Iran does or does not have a nuclear program, I think one of the problems we've seen in the past was an inability to look past one's own preconceptions and actually assess evidence correctly and objectively. And I just find it difficult to support anybody who, like Huckabee, basically rejects a whole area of science, that is evolution, and says, you know, and just dismisses it. Who I would support, John Edwards above all.
All right. We have your vote. Thank you very much. The second so far for John Edwards. And we move along to Sean in Baraboo. Hi, Sean.
Hi there.
Yes, who would you vote for and why?
Probably Obama, because he's so darn smart. But also because he kind of feels like Kennedy to me a little bit. John Kennedy.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much. About 5 minutes to go and an open line for you. If you'd like to stump for your favorite candidate, tell us who would get your vote if the primary were today and why. Can be on either side of the political spectrum, Republican or Democrat. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Lou in DeForest, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Joy. I'm having difficulty with any of the candidates right now because I'm looking for someone that's going to be unifying the country in terms of their views and in terms of not going to be antagonistic to either party, so to speak. And it's going to be a tough challenge, as whereas I see Hillary is going to be, you know, antagonize a lot of the extreme right. And so and I worry about the logjam that we're in right now in the country, where little gets done because of the extremist views of both parties sometimes.
All right, so you're a none of the above-er.
Yeah, unfortunately, correct.
All right, thank you very much. Lou's still looking for that unifying candidate. Bob and Racine, hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, John.
Hi.
If I were to vote today, I would vote for Jebediah Bush. Because unlike the last caller, I think he would bring the country together just like the other Bushes.
All right. So, but Jeb's not on the ballot. You're just going to write him in?
I'll write Jebediah Bush in. Yes, I will.
All right. Thank you very much. Marilyn in Cleveland, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I put me down as another vote for John Edwards.
Okay.
I support him because he is the only candidate in either party that I know of that points to the tremendous gap between the super, super rich in this country and everyone else, and it's growing by daily. And also, he will not get us into war with Iran. I'm worried about Hillary Clinton. She's much more reluctant to denounce that move. Also, he was early in apologizing for his vote for Iraq. He also wants to raise the cap on Social Security so that the richer people will pay in more.
We got you, Marilyn, and lots of reasons there, and we're running short on time, so I want to get to a few more callers. Thank you for your vote. Karen in Highland, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'd support an Obama-Kucinich ticket, and among the reasons, I agree with all of the general ideas that they would come up with, but my prime reason would be I think we need to repair our position in the world. And I think that those two guys, particularly Obama, is a person of the world. And it's very obvious, and it would show that America's not, you know, a totally racist, Islamophobic, whatever country. I just think it would be so good for America's image. And, hey, we'd be headed for peace instead of war, and that would be great.
Thank you very much, Karen. Park in West Bend. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. Well, Denis Kucinich has been said many times he's the only candidate that's offering the single-payer health care, and I think that's one of our main, one of the main things that needs to happen in this country. And without him behind that, I think I'm afraid it might not happen.
Thank you very much for that vote. And we'll finish off with Mike in Appleton. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi. So I finish up. I'd say none of the above. I think we're entering an incredibly complicated scenario, you know, worldwide, economy crashing, health care. It's going to need somebody really, really special to pull us out of this one, and I just don't see anybody. If you twisted my arm, I guess I'd say John McCain.
All right. Thanks very much. Well, we'll leave it there because we are out of time. Thanks very much for participating in this impromptu presidential straw poll. The first half hour this morning, we heard from Zev Chaffetz, a contributing writer to the New York Times Magazine, about his cover story in yesterday's edition called The Huckabee Factor. Thanks to Carmen Jackson and to Leo Duran for producing the hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.